せーの、オラ
ー、ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。 つまずいたね。何回やってると思ってんのこれ。
全然つまずいてない。 How many
times? This is like our 100th episode.
そうだね、おめでとうございます。
Anyways, yeah, we left off, we left Costa Rica and we're in Guatemala.
もうね。
Yeah.
Guatemala ですよ。
So let's talk about it.
はい。
Yeah, so we arrived from Costa Rica, we took a flight into Guatemala City, the capital, and then we just spent the night before we took the famous chicken bus.
Mm. Chicken bus. Toa?
Toa? What is the chicken bus? It's the local bus. That everybody takes, and they're like old American and Canadian school buses that have been completely decked out with like music and like decorations to make it all flashy and colorful, and they run all across the country for quite cheap. It's quite dangerous. And maybe that's why it's called a chicken bus, because they've fly down the mountain.
そういうこと
なんだ。わかんない。 I don't know why they call it the chicken bus. If you do know why it's called the chicken bus, please tell us. But anyways, yeah, we took it from Guatemala City to another city called Antigua.
Antigua.
Which is the old capital.
だから Antigua なんだよね。
Yeah.
Antique っていう。
Means old, yeah.
Mm.
And it's one of the major tourist cities, I guess.Because it's a really well-kept colonial town, Spanish colonial town. And because it was the old capital, they have so many like, really nice buildings and stuff like that.
なんかそう、地震が起きて、その地震でキャピタルが変わってしまった。
Yeah.
で、街を移動したんだけど、結局その残してるのが今になって、なんかここまで綺麗に残ってるのすごいってなって、
So yeah, they experienced a huge earthquake, what, 200-300 years ago? And they had to move the capital at that time, but it's just been well preserved, except there's like a lot of churches and buildings that are half broken and crumbled still, that still remain, and so a lot of people go there to see that. But anyways, the chicken bus, it was fine. Yeah?
So?
Well, the one to Antigua was fine.
So that...
But it was just really hard to find where to get on
確かに
in Guatemala City. But this nice lady, Nancy, helped us out to find the ones to get on to Antigua. And it drops you off right at the Mercado in Antigua. We were super hungry when we got it. Took what? 3 hours? 2 hours?
3近かったね。
Yeah.
2時間半から3時間近かった。
Yeah, it took quite a bit. And then we got dropped off at the Mercado and immediately had some lunch at like this super local spot.
もう食堂みたいなの探すのも大変なぐらいなんか入り込んでんだよね。Yeah. でもそこで見つけたその食堂というか飲み屋か、居酒屋みたいな感じ。もう昼間なんだけどみんな飲んでてね。
Yeah, everybody's getting wasted in like 11 a.m., 12 p.m. And we had some wings and stuff, and it was delicious, and some beers.
美味しかった。ノームズングでしたけど、本当さ、みんなすごい声かけてきてくれてたよ。
Yeah, yeah, everybody's super friendly, and they like wanted to know what we were doing, where we're from, and yeah, it was really cool, local experience. And then we spent 3 days there, just like wandering around the city, going to many, many cafes, because, man, the coffee is really good here.
Yeah, 久しぶりに大ヒットですね。
Yeah, it's delicious. And every cafe, there's so many cafes in Antigua. The prices are reasonable, I guess. And they're all delicious. So, cafe 巡りね。Antigua でやること一つ。
はい。
And then, yeah, we visited the ruins. Actually, we only visited one.
そうだね。
Which was,
高いんだもん。
Yeah.
全部40ケツある。
Yeah, they're all about 40 quetzal per person to go in. And there's so many of them. But we went to... Which one was it called?
Cappuccino みたいな名前のやつ。
Yeah, it was super cool, that one though. It was like the huge courtyard. And then it's like half broken. But then like being restored, which is really, really cool. And we went to the mercado again to go eat because Antigua is quite expensive, ne?
高いです。
Yeah, it's a tourist destination, and it's deservingly so, because it's really beautiful, and a lot of tourists go there. So obviously, yeah, the prices of restaurants and stuff, and there's like so many really nice restaurants that we didn't go to.
Yeah,
they're too fancy. Too fancy, too expensive, but they all looked really, really like.High class, like おしゃれ。
でもまあなんかラッキーでなのかわかんないけど、私たちが行った時はそのお祭りみたいなのやってて、
oh, yeah, yeah.
だから外のなんかフード、ストリートフードが結構出てたんだよね。
Yeah, there's a lot of street food as well, which was cheaper.
まあ、
Not as cheap, but cheaper. So we ate a lot of that. Some local foods and sandwiches and stuff like that. I had no idea what I was eating. It was okay. But I think the best thing we had
何?
was we found a Japanese restaurant.
はいはいはい。いや、行く気あんまりなかったんだけどね。
あのね、I only found it because I was looking at a blog that like this American girl wrote.
Oh, そうなんだ。
And she had it listed under like her top 10 favorite cafes. Because, and in that listing, it said, she didn't even know the name of it. Because there isn't, the name isn't on Google, but it's called Arbol, which means tree. And in her description, it said, there's a Japanese owner. And so, and then when I looked it up on Google, it was like, oh, they serve like ramen, they serve like tonkatsu, takoyaki.
じゃあカフェとして紹介して
た。そう、カフェとして紹介して
た。なるほど。
And we don't, as you have been, if you've been paying any attention to our podcast, you would know that we have been avoiding Japanese food this whole trip almost. I mean, there's a few times we had it, but we've been avoiding it because we know that it's just not gonna live up to what we're used to. And it's, yeah, and it's really expensive. But, you know, when I read that it was a Japanese owner, I was like, well, let's just go check it out. And we went. ね。めちゃめちゃうまかった。
うまかったです。なんか、外の外観から見て、あ、結構本格的にジャパニーズだねってなって、じゃあ入ってみようって言って入って食べたら、しっかり美味しいんですけどってなったよね。
Yeah, and then the owner came out. His name was Hiro. Hiro さんどうもありがとうございました。もしこれ聞いてたら、
何時間ぐらい喋った
And yeah, we ended up just staying there and hanging out with him for like 3 hours.
相当喋ったね。
いや、ちょっとね、ワンピースの話になってちょうど世代がね、
はいはいはい、
He's like, he's our age. Yeah, he's our age and he loves One Piece more than anythingand ね、ワンピースの話になってちょっと長くなっちゃったね。
いや、結構いるんだね、日本人がちょこちょこ。
Yeah, while we were there, there's like another legendary Japanese guy that had been in Guatemala for about 18 years. He just happened to be there when we were there. And so we had like a really Japanese experience. The restaurant was really nice. If you're ever in Antigua, please go visit Arbol. Yeah, we didn't have the coffee.
そうなんだよね。
We found out later that it was originally a cafe and not a restaurant.
だから頼めばよかった。
Yeah, we really should have had the coffee there. Kind of regret it now. Maybe we'll need to go back.
ね。But, そう。
Yeah.
あとオシャマック。
Yeah, so there's like in Antigua, there's what Burger King, there's Taco Bell, there's Domino's Pizza.
何でもファストフードある。
Yeah, and there was a McDonald's, and we had no intention of eating at the McDonald's, but we looked inside, and it's probably the most beautiful McDonald's in the world.
ね、こんなの見たことないもんね。
Yeah.
遺跡が中に残ってる。
There's like ancient ruins inside the McDonald's, and it's like a courtyard.
There's 子供が遊ぶ場所もあってね。
So beautiful. So we had a quick meal there as well.
食べちゃった。グアテマラ来てまで。
Yeah.
いや、美味しかったな。
Definitely check that out too. ね。
そう。綺麗なマック。
世界一綺麗なマック。
でも一応そう言われてるらしいね。 世界一綺麗なマックの一つですみたいな、
の一つ
よくわからん、またカテゴリーとして入ってた、
うんうんうん、
でも確かに今まで見た中で一番綺麗、
うん、そうね、
うん、
Yeah, so we just pretty much walked around the city. It's like such a beautiful, cute, like ancient colonial city. Like it feels like you're in Europe. Very colorful, and the doors, you know, they're like huge, and the buildings are still intact. And then we had like a very Japanese experience where, you know, like Hiro-san has been living there for about 8 years, 9 years, or more.
Yeah.
The cafe? Oh, okay. Yeah. And so, you know, he was talking to us about, like, just life there and stuff like that. And he introduced us to another person in Lake Atitlan, a Japanese legend, another Japanese legend. And so we'll be talking about her in the next episode when we go to Lake Atitlan.
はい、そちらも行ったので、またそれは次回かな？
次回だね。もう時間ないんで。
はい。
Yeah, Antigua, great city, very fun.
かわいかったね.
Very cute. Please follow us on tabi.lingual on Instagram. Our latest stories are on there. Please follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Radio Talk.
tabi.lingual でInstagramもやってるので、そちらも見てみてください。あとは Spotify、Spotify、ラジオトーク、Apple Podcast でも配信しています。
はい。
好きなので聞いていただけるとありがたいです。
Hi, everybody. Thanks for always listening. Please comment, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hasta luego.